Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about things that should not be eaten on Erev Pesach. We're going to go through matzah, and we'll talk about drinking alcoholic beverages. Number three, we'll talk about eating of maror, and number four, we'll talk about the eating of charoses. So let's start at the beginning. When it comes to matzah, the matzah that can be used for the Seder, so it's matzah that is kosher to be mekayim the mitzvah at Leil HaSeder, it is prohibited to eat that matzah all day long on Erev Pesach, starting from Alos HaShachar. When is Alos HaShachar? At least in Yerushalayim this year, Tavshin Pei Dal, 2024, is going to be 4:46 a.m. So starting from 4:46 a.m. is going to be prohibited to eat the matzah that we can use at the Seder, because we should have an excited taste. We want to be looking forward, anticipating the matzah at the Seder. And if we eat it during the day, it's not going to be as exciting at the Seder. There are some people who are noheg not only the day of Erev Pesach to not eat the matzah, but all the way from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's some people who are noheg all the way from Purim. That's brought down in the Igros Moshe. However, Me'ikar Adin, the prohibition is only on Erev Pesach. What does the Isser, or who does the Isser include? It also includes children who understand the concept of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So they understand what is going to be going on at the Seder, and accordingly, it should be exciting for them to eat the matzah at the Seder, so they should not eat it during the day, just like grown-ups. But what can be eaten? How about matzah that was made with fruit juice? So if it's made with fruit juice, that's called matzah ashira. Ashkenazim can eat that up until the Sof Zman Achilas Chametz, up until you can no longer eat Chametz, that's considered Chametz. So as long as you can eat your Chametz, you can eat the Matzah Ashira in Yerushalayim this year. That's going to be at 9:31. So somebody could eat Matzah Ashira up until 9:31, but not thereafterward. How about matzah that has been fried, deep fried, cooked? For example, if you have schnitzel that was made with matzah meal or something like that, and it was deep fried, or knedelach for those who eat shruya. So those can be eaten ad sha'a asiri shalayom, can be eaten up until the 10th hour of the day, or a Pesach. In Yerushalayim this year, Tavshin Pei Dalet will be 3:56 p.m. 3:56 p.m. However, it would be prohibited to eat cake and cookies that is made from matzah meal, because that is still considered to be matzah. It's still going to have the taste of matzah. And that would be the case even if there's wine and honey that is mixed in. You want to say, I don't taste it. But nonetheless, the Shaar Tzion says that would be problematic. So a lot of detail here. The core concept is matzah prohibited to be eaten on Erev Pesach, and certain other things, even though it has matzah included, there are different times. Matzah Shira can only be eaten up until the 9:31 in Yerushalayim, up until that you can no longer eat chametz. And then we had different criteria for different things. But something that's really made with matzah, as we said, cake, cookies made with matzah meal, cannot be eaten, just like matzah cannot be eaten during the day. Number two, let's talk about wine, grape juice. This is a little bit confusing as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Ayin Aleph says that you can drink a lot of wine, but not a little wine. He says as follows, V'yayin me'at lo yishte. Just a little bit wine, don't drink during the day. Why? Because a little bit wine is going to take away your appetite, and we want to come into the Seder having a great appetite, an appetite for the matzah. We want to have an appetite for everything we're going to eat, the Simchas Yontif. So a little wine should not be drunk during the day. However, a lot can be drunk, a lot, because a lot is going to increase your desire to eat. It's not going to take away your desire to eat. It's going to give you more of an appetite. The cutoff, the Mishnah Berurah says, what's a lot that can be drunk on Erev Pesach? Two cups that each include a revi, so that's 172 cc's or ml. So that would be permitted. Above that amount would be permitted. Less would not. But Rav Zonenfeld has a concern. If you're drinking that amount, then you could very easily become drunk at the Seder, which would not be a good thing. You're having all this wine during the day. You can have wine at night. That would be problematic. So on a high level right now, we're saying a little bit drinking, not good. More drinking would be acceptable during the day. Certainly not a mitzvah, but would be acceptable. But make sure not to be shikr at the meal. However, at night. And also, how about a little bit of a taste? I want to taste the wines to make sure they're good. So a tiny taste, that would be acceptable and actually be preferable in order to choose the wine or the grape juice that you want to use for the mitzvah. So to choose the best one, if you have options, then tasting a little bit, that's not considered the first category we talked about of yayin me'at lo yishtas. The Shulchan Aruch says a little bit wine should not be drunk. This is not considered drinking a little bit wine. This is considered tasting the wine, and that definitely can be done. Next category of discussion is number 3, maror. How about having the bitter herbs during the day? The Ramah in Tuf Ayin Aleph Sif Beis says as follows: Yesh Noagim Shelo Lechol Chazeres Be'erev Pesach Kedei Sheyochal Maror L'Teyavo. And there are those that are noeg to not have the chazeres, the horseradish, during the day. So we eat the maror with desire, to eat the maror with desire. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein la minhag zetam. There's no basis for this minhag. What does that mean? There's no basis for this minhag. So Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs explains as follows: when it comes to the maror, we don't want to eat the maror letehavon. We're remembering the inui. We're remembering the problems, the pain that we had, the slavery that we had in Egypt. So this isn't like the matzah that we want to eat it letehavon, it has desired and it's going to taste great. This is talking about maror. So even if you eat it during the day, we don't have to not eat it during the day in order to desire it and enjoy it at night. This is something that's not enjoyable. It's a zecher le'inui. We're remembering the enslavement. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that there's no basis to this minhag. Nonetheless, Rav Fuchs brings down that despite the fact that the Mishnah Berurah says ein leminhag zetam, there's no basis for this minhag. And despite the fact that the Aruch Shulchan says it's mutter to have the maror during the day, but nonetheless, because this minhag is brought by the Rashba, l'chivuv mitzvahs maror, that indeed we should look forward to the mitzvah of maror, we should stick with that minhag and not have maror during the day. So that's where he concludes. So that is number 3. Number 4, how about the charoses? So Rabbi Fuchs brings that there's a minhag to not eat the charoses during the day, even though for sure we're going to enjoy it at night. So what's the concern? If we hear our concern when it comes to the matzah, if you eat it during the day, we're not going to enjoy it as much as night. But the charoses taste so good, of course we're going to enjoy it. If you have a piece of pizza in the morning, not on Pesach we're talking about, and you have it at night, or you have some great ice cream in the morning, and you have it at night, the fact that you had it in the morning is not going to take away the enjoyment at night. You're going to enjoy it tremendously. Same with the charoses, we're going to enjoy it tremendously. So why can't you have it during the day? So I saw one explanation. It could be that because the charoses taste so good, the concern is that you're going to eat too much during the day and you're not going to leave enough for the nighttime. And that's the concern. So it's not really that we're not going to enjoy it like the matzah, but we will enjoy it. But the concern is we'll get dragged in. Keep eating the charoses. So be that as it may, the minhag is to not have the charoses during Erev Pesach as well. And there we have it. We've gone through matzah for sure. Don't have Erev Pesach when it comes to drinking of wine. Ill-advised. But tasting, if it's just a little, it's usur. And to tasting is wise to do if you're choosing your wine or your grape juice for the night. When it comes to the maror, we are noheg to not have the maror, even though the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan are okay with it, and the charoses as well. We are noheg to not eat it during Erev Pesach. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.